Hi, this is Bob Serling with 10 Minute Business Success, and today my guest is Joel Irway. Joel is the founder of The Webinar Agency, a seven-figure business that helps experts, speakers, authors, and consultants develop simple marketing webinars to dramatically grow their business without growing their marketing team. He's also the creator of two popular podcasts, Sold with Webinars and Experts Unleashed. So I'm happy to have him share his wisdom with us today, and welcome, Joel.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, my pleasure. So let's get right to the question, which is, what's your favorite business building strategy or technique that's working well for you or your clients right now?
Oh, man, I think I would be a hypocrite to say that it's anything but webinars.
Okay.
Do you want me to expand on that?
Let's talk about it from a beginner standpoint.
Okay.
Everybody hears, first of all, everybody attends a lot of webinars because they are so effective, and everybody hears they need them, but there are a lot of myths about how to create them, and I know that what you specialize in is simplifying the process. So I'm a beginner. I want to do a webinar, or I'm an expert, and I've been doing webinars, and they aren't working that well. What's the formula you recommend?
So the whole idea with a sales webinar, right, I do need to get specific because there are content webinars and then there are sales webinars that are meant to provide some sort of conversion. But when you're trying to convert new audience, you know, when I speak to people who are just getting started in the webinar space or they've launched a webinar and it just hasn't converted like they want it to, I always take them through a process of, you know, what are the core elements that have to be included in your webinar to make it effective. And so I've come down to six elements, right? The first three happen inside of your introduction, which are, you know, attraction, authority, and awareness, right?
Okay.
Authority, super, super important. Why should anybody pay attention to you? Now, you do not need to brag too long about yourself because in simplistic terms, they really don't care about you. They want to know what you can do for them. But you have to craft, I'd say, a 30 to 60 second authoritative story about you. Then awareness. Why should they be paying attention right now? What's happening in the marketplace that's relevant to them that they should be paying attention to? That if they latch on to this trend or whatever's happening in their marketplace, it will benefit them or solve a problem for them. Right. So that's authority and awareness, and then attraction. And attraction is all about like, okay, why is this relevant to me if I'm talking as, you know, your attendee? Attraction is coming up with more statistics that make this even more appropriate for me to pay attention right now. And I'm giving you just, you know, I know that this is a very, very short podcast. I'm trying to give you the Cliff Notes version. So all of that happens inside of your introduction, the three A's, I call it.
Okay, and how long do you usually recommend? I mean, let's say you're doing an hour webinar. How much time would you devote to the introduction?
Roughly about 12 to 15 minutes, no more than 15 minutes.
Great. All right.
So now we get into the content portion of your webinar, and that's all about the two R's. So I call this the ARE webinar sales method. We already talked about the first three A's, right?
Right.
As we go into your content, we focus on the two R's, which is rapport and relationship building, right? So the way that we do this is we're teaching content that's relevant to them, but we are teaching in a way that lets the audience know that you, the presenter, have been in their shoes before, because that's all they really care about. You're building rapport and you're building relationships by letting them know, I've been in your shoes before. I know exactly what you're going through, but you do it in a way that teaches them content. So you know the problems they're experiencing and you show them how you solved those problems. Now, this is a delicate dance and it's a lot easier said than done. Most people fall victim to what I call the expert's curse, which is when they get to the content piece, they just want to teach, right? Because we are creators at heart. We love to teach, we love to influence, and we love to educate. But if you teach too much, you're going to confuse your prospect. You're going to confuse your audience. And there's a saying that I live by, a confused mind doesn't buy. So we have to avoid the expert's curse and teach content that lets them know, I've been in your situation before. And if you want to get from point A to point B, here are the steps you have to overcome in order to get to point B, which is ultimately where you, the authority, are standing at this time. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. Great.
So the final piece of this is called the exchange. Now, this is the sales pitch. This is the close, whatever you want to call it. I call it the exchange because I like to position it as a non-sleazy way to sell. Content marketing and webinars are very, very effective, and I want to make sure that anyone who's leveraging webinars, you do so in a way that doesn't burn the bridge with your audience. That's why it's one of the main underlying reasons why webinars are so effective, because if it's the first point of contact that you have with an audience member, with a new lead, with a new prospect, with a new subscriber, whatever you want to call it, they're spending a lot of time with you and you're delivering content. You're building that rapport. You're building that trust. The last thing that you want to do is when you get to the sales pitch, you break that trust and you lose that trust by giving them some sort of hyper sleazy sales pitch, right? You want to give them incentive to buy, but let them know that there's an exchange of value. Like, hopefully they've already learned a ton from your webinar, right? So you've delivered results in advance. Now, if they want to take that to the next level, if they feel like now is the time to solve that problem, then this is what they should be doing. So let them know there's an exchange in value, saying, this is what I've got for you. Here's what we'll do for you. And here's the investment. Let them know the decision's fully in their hands. And if they do join, they're going to get tremendous value. And it's more than, they'll get a higher ROI from that. But make it clear that it's an exchange. Because when you try and battle your prospects saying, like, this is what you need, you should buy this right now, it then becomes exactly what that is, a battle. And when you're trying to battle, your audience is always trying to protect themselves. And if you do break down that shield and they ultimately do buy against their will, they're going to have buyer's remorse. So I like to do it as an exchange where they're naturally bringing down their guard and they see the value and you continue to earn their trust with, you know, a high value offer or high value product or service that you're selling them.
That's fantastic. You know, the one thing I'd add to that, Joel, is that I've seen a lot of webinars, and let's just use the number 60 minutes, a 60-minute webinar as a hypothetical. But I've seen webinars where people literally sell for 30 to 40 minutes of the webinar. And it just, I don't know who taught them that or what they think that is going to do, but it does nothing but drive people away. People feel cheated when you do that.
Mm-hmm. That's why I use the analogy of a battle, like a war, because, you know, when you're selling for that long, it comes off like you're trying to break every single objection that they've got. And you're saying, you know, this objection is false. This objection is false. This objection is false. And you're just taking shots and shots and shots versus if you present the offer and you present the value and they can clearly see what it is. Of course, you're going to have to overcome some objections. That's natural in any sales and marketing. But do so in a way that allows them to continue to build trust and rapport with you. Because a lead that you get from a webinar is far more valuable than any other lead source in the world of digital marketing or lead generation if you don't burn that bridge at the end with your offer.
Well, that's great. Your ARE method is fantastic. It is simple as you promised, which I really appreciate it. And we're about at the end of the time. So let's just wrap up by having you let people know a little bit more about what you do and how they get in touch with you.
Awesome. So as you mentioned earlier, I do have two podcasts. I love podcasting. It's one of my favorite ways to share content and valuable information. I have a podcast specifically focused on webinars. It's called Sold with Webinars. And you can go check that out at thewebinaragency.com/podcast or go to soldwithwebinars.libsyn.com. Actually, don't go to that link. Just go to thewebinaragency.com and you'll see a link to the podcast. My other podcast is more a passion project. It focuses on the world of experts and influencers. It's called Experts Unleashed, and I interview people and I get their stories about opportunity seeking. And so how did they pivot? How did they grow their business by seizing opportunities? I think it's a skill that as entrepreneurs and business owners, it's not talked about enough. seizing opportunities. What were the pivot points that allowed you to make the biggest impacts in your business? So that's Experts Unleashed. And so the other ways that you can connect with me, just go to thewebinaragency.com. You can find my contact information there. And I would love to connect. I'm on Facebook quite often. My email is joel@thewebinaragency.com. So those are the best ways to reach out.
Well, great. Thanks again for sharing your wisdom today, Joel. It really is a simple and fantastic formula. I appreciate it.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks, Bob, for having me on.